it seems to be that there's a certain, call it a idea, a theme, or whatever, that comes through maybe three or four times in Rus, and I think it's probably the most central, maybe, idea that is Gvaldikas Iris. And first is a, in the very beginning of the, as we know, Chazal say, the reason we lay in Rus, the Rosh Hashanim say, is because it talks about the Leida of the Goyal. It talks about the story of the Leida of David. And it starts off with the story of Elimelech leaving Ve'elach Ish Mibislachim Yehuda. And he left. Okay, so this seems to be just a Chetim Tzeba Alma, because really, the Leida of the Goyal was from when they came back with Rus. Where did Rus come from? So he went. But Lemaisa, fascinating Baal Turim, and the Pasuk, Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi, Vayikach is Bas Levi. So it says over there, Vayelech Ish, Beis Bemaseres, Hacha, so it says Vayelech Ish twice. It says here, Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi, Vayikach is Bas Levi, Vatar, Vatelet Ben, and he was born Moshe Rabbeinu. It says it here. V'gam v'idach v'yelach ish mi beis lechem Yehuda. So this v'yelach ish is connected to that v'yelach ish beis b'masaris. Aidei alicha zu bo agol arishin v'aidei oisa alicha yavay agol ha'achrin. So the whole story starts with the v'yelach ish, which is the bias goyal. It's a t'miyat tzuma. Because v'yelach ish mi beis levi, he was going. He understood. He understood the whole what he was trying to do over here. And it was the God of Adar, and he was getting married, even though the Chazal explained the whole thing that happened over here. And Moshe Rabbeinu was born. But Elimelech, he was running away from Klal Yisrael. He was leaving. Klal Yisrael needed a Yeshua, and he decided to leave. So this Vayelech Ish is the story of the Bias Goyal. If anything, it starts at the end of the first parak when it says Toshav Naomi and Rus Kalasa, and that's when it starts. It starts from over here. Vayelech Ish. So the Hesiris over here is that BMS. It's like there's always like a big shaila in the Kiyadua, the big shaila of Yediyah and Bechira. That Kadosh Baruch Hu knows this idea, and yet we have Bechir to do. So the answer is that in a deeper oifen, that one of the basic Malchim, that there's an Olam HaYedia, there's an Olam HaBechir. That means that there's a certain big picture that Ramchal explains in Das Tunis. There's things that's going to happen, with you or without you. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a plan for the world. Your Bechir is not going to change the plan for the world. There's no one's Bechir. Without getting involved in the whole Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, can one person's Bechira change another person's, Gzeira? Without that whole Shaila. But there's nobody that can have the Bechira to destroy Klal Yisrael that won't be a Nitzches of Klal Yisrael. There's nobody's Bechira that's going to make that you can't have Klal Yisrael is going to bring There's nothing that... There's a plan for the world, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make the world. The person's Bechira is only within that framework of that plan. Things are going to happen the way it's going to happen. And this story starts from the very first pasuk that Elimelech has a mishpach over here, and from Elimelech is going to come the Goyal. This we know from the first, this is going to happen. This is the way it's supposed to be. There's going to be a descendant from Beis David that's going to come from Elimelech's mishpach. And Vayelech Ish mi Beis Lachim Yehuda is the beginning of this process. This is bringing the Goyal. Whether he likes it, he doesn't like it. But he's going to bring the Goyal. So where does the Bechira come in? The Bechira is, what role do you want to play in that? Do you want to be part of it? Don't you want to be part of it? You're going to choose to be part of it, you could be part of it. You're going to choose not to be part of it, then Hashem is Mesavev Kol Sivuv, and we'll figure out how to do it with you or without you. And you find this over and over again in the story here. So what happens? He goes... And he thinks he's running away from Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not running away from anything. I'm going to bring the girl from you. You're going to Moav, so we're going to have to bring the girl. It's going to come. The aim of the Malchus is going to come from Moav, and you're going to bring her back. And she's going to come back. And she's going to bring the Geula. And she's going to marry your brother or whoever, your girl, from someone else in the Mishpacha. But it's not going to be from you. But it's the same Vayelach in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Olam of the Tachlis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. He's creating the goyel vayelach ish mebeis lachim beis Levi, and Elimelech's making the geula happen from vayelach ish mebeis lachim Yehuda. It's the same process is going on. It's just he chose to personally be left out of it. And at the end of the first parak, it says that vayashav the toshav naami v'ruf samayavia. So why does it focus on this thing that is B'tchilas K'tzir Sa'irim? So it's a little like a funny, it's like interesting to point it out. So Poshup Shad is probably to tell you why they're cutting and where's Rus going. And but really what there's a Ha'ara here, that what it's saying is that Elimelech left while there was no food, it was a rav, and he was going to come back when it's going to be, the rav was clearly over. So the Ketzir Serim happened, and he's back, but it's not him anymore. Now it's Naomi, Rus, and they're going to be the ones that are now taking over. The Geula is going to come from them. So what happens? So let's just show like this. So the next one is what's the point? The point is whether this is going to happen, it's not going to happen, it's for sure going to happen. The question is, you have a bechira to choose. And it seems like this is the same story with Rus and Arpa, really. Arpa also had tremendous koiches. From Chazal, because Chazal say that from her leaving Naomi created tremendous koyches that Golias, and he represents a whole koyach of Ra came that from Arpa. It wasn't Stam, she was nobody. She also had tremendous, but she chose also to not be part of it. And Yova, like Chazal say, Yova b'nei defuka. What's the lashon of Chazal? Right, Yavo b'nei neshuka v'yiplu b'yad advuka, means that there was also there was a certain choice there. There was a bechira to be had between Arpa and Rus, and she had a choice. She could have been part of the Nitzchias, and if she would have chosen, it would come from her. But she chose not to, so she's left behind. So now Elimelech is left behind, and Arpa is left behind, and it's Rus and Naomi is coming. And it's up to them to have the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael through them. And what the
Malchus came from Goliath.
I'm saying so. I'm saying she had koiches. It wasn't that she was nobody. And not only that, she even followed her till the very end. It's that at the end that neshika, which is the Chazal learned a whole thing from, is what separated her. So even to have the Havamina was a big chiddush. Why should we even have an Havamina? She wasn't nobody. Then what happens at the end? Skip Perek Beis. So to tame of the whole story. Naomi says, you know, and you see that the Eibishter is making a whole hashgacha pratus over here, because that's the story. The story is we're talking about the Lady of the Goyal, and the Lady of the Goyal has to happen. And where did you go today? Oh, Megoyalenu. So she sees right away that the Eibishter is fearing that this is going to happen. So she says, go Vigilis Margaloisov, go to find him Balila. But she says a very interesting thing. She says, the Pasuk says, Yagid Loch Es Asher Tasin. Means Naomi never had a Havamina necessarily that Boaz was gonna be Miyabim or be Goyal Rus right away. let's see what he says. It means you have to do your shtadlus to show that you have the ratzon to do this. You are the ratzon that it should come from you. You have to be the boicher that it should be you. How it's going to happen? Listen to Boaz. So she comes back and says, "Vatavol chamasa vatoymer miat v'tagid la isa kol asher asa lahaish." So she says, "Shvi biti adasha teidin eichi pol davar." Unbelievable lashon. Meaning, she knows for sure. She's staying with Bitachin. She knows for sure. The story is over. We were chosen. We were boicher to be part of this, and it worked. Like she, Ruth came back. She's about pachi nefesh. Like what did he say the other day? That when you say I'll try, it's like a min garnish. So Boaz says, okay, come back tomorrow. Like tomorrow is not a very positive, you know, we had the opportunity to do it now. What are you telling me? Come back tomorrow. So she comes back a little, like, I know I'm giving up hope. And she says, no. I told you, l'chatchila. Hu yagid l'cha isa shetasin. I didn't tell you to go do the, I told you to go do, and let him, and he's telling you what to do. Wait till, eichi pol davar. The lesson, it's going to, eichi pol davar. It's like going to be, look like a mikra. But this is all, she's saying, bebriris. It's all finished. She says such a brewer. She says, and the Targum says, the Amaris, TV Barti, Imibesa Adzman, the Seydin Echtin, Yizgazer Min Shemaya, Yipol Dover. What's the Gzer Min Shemaya going to be on this? You already did your Bechira as part of being the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's going to come from you. So now we have to just see Echi Pol Dover. It's going to be Nigzer Min Shemayim, the Echtin Yisbarish Pisgum. How's going to be misparished the story? How's going to end up? It's just a question of a peerish now. But the story has already been determined. Lo yenuach gavra arum eloin yeshetzi letav pisgama yomedein. It's going to be letav. She already did her bechira, and she understood, Naomi, that this has to happen. She understood this whole big picture thing. That when you plug in to the tahalich, to the process of the bria, when you plug into that, it's for sure going to happen. So she knew. And she knew it was going to be Hayoim even. And the next pasuk, Boaz al Ashar, Vayesh Hashem, Vihine, Hagoyel Oiver, Asher Diber Boaz. The Chazal say, Hine means he wasn't, well, Vahi, the Lot Shoshan Chazal, and the magician. He was standing behind the door. Where'd he come from? No, he was standing, and the Malach brought him. The point is, she knew it was going to be Hayoim. Ataka Kachav, that Hine, Hagoyel Asher Diber Boaz. So now, there's another Bechira happening now. Okay, so Elimelech was already Vayelachish. The Gula is going to happen through him, but he gave up, he was Boicher, that is not going to be through him. Okay, then it comes back, it's going to be Naomi with Rus, it's going to be Rus or Arpa, she's Boicher, she's out, and it's Rus. But now we have to find the last step. Is it going to be Boaz, or who else is it going to be? So what happens? And we see the plenty of money, so he gave up his opportunity to do it. Penashkas is nachlasi. So he also gave up his choice to be part of it. And there's a Gavaldika simon at the end of the Megillah. It says here, there's 85 psukim in Rus. Simnoi suru suru sura shva poi ploini amoini. Poi is 85. Uboyaz is also 85. Uboyaz is 85 and poi is 85. So where's the pasuk? This pasuk, Uboyaz al Ashar, 85. Vayishas Shamine Agoyel Oyver Shadiber Boyaz Vayamr Sura Shva Poi Pliny Amoni. That means that the whole Megillah Shuras here is 85 pasuk. There's a whole story is here to bring out the Goyel, and now it's going to be the Shaila. Who's going to do it? It's not a Shaila if or not if. It's a Shaila who. So who's going to be the one that the whole Rus is going to be about? So it says Uboyaz. He was 85. But in the same pasuk, was Poi Amoni could have been the person. No, Poi. So he decides to be stay here, and he loses the opportunity. And Uboyaz, he decides to take the opportunity. So the whole thing is like, basically, it's three people that it could have been part of Nitzchis, and through their Bechira, they chose to be menatik themselves from it. And those that were Boicher became the goyel of Klal Yisrael, became the Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. So you see two things. You see one is that the Eibishter's plan is going to happen no matter what. The Eibush's plan is part of the world. This has to be. There's no choice about certain things. This is the way the Eibush plans the world. But you see another thing. So where does the person come in? No, the person comes in very much. Because if the person is boicher to be menatic himself from the nitzchis, so he's left off on the side. And he's just left off as the person that had a choice and he lost his opportunity. And every opportunity means that... There's certain opportunities that this is the way I'm plugging into the nitzchis. This is how I'm plugging into the plan. This is how I'm plugging into the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. And once you do your thing, so the Medrash Taka says, it's a beautiful Medrash at the end, the Medrash Taka says that the Medrash, it says Amar Brech Yakach Darsha Shnei Gedoyel Olam Abulazav Rabbi Yeshua. It says, "Boyaz asas shalai." Now, Taka, finally, someone did. Boyaz did his job. Vrus asas shalai. She did her job. Naomi asas shalai. So these are the three bechiras. Right? Naomi came back. Naomi never lost her emuna, even though Elimelech went. She came back. Rus against Boya, against Arpa, and Boyaz was connected. The bechira versus play amoni. So Boyaz asas shalai. Rus asas shalai. Naomi asas shalai. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu afani asas shalai. Once, now we're ready to do it. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting to see who's going to be the ones that are going to be boicher to be part of it, and who's going to not be boicher to be part of it. So this iris is that, like these two parts, is it called like that? Is it Yediyah or is it Bechira? Does Hashem have a, it's both. There's a plan to the world, and there's a plan to what's going to happen. And the girl is going to be born. There's not going to be a... No one has a Bechira to make it. There's not going to be a David HaMelech. There's not going to be a Goyal Klal Yisrael. It's for sure. And the whole story starts off Ayelech Ish, which looks like a steer to that. No, that's a part of bringing the Geula. Just a question. So where does the Yachid come in? The Yachid, every opportunity is an opportunity to decide, am I going to be part of it or am I not going to be part of it? And our Bechira is to look at the opportunities that we have in front of us and say, this is an opportunity for Nitzchias. This is an opportunity to be part of the plan. This is an opportunity for me to plug into it. And that's how I'm Shaykh to Nitzchias. Or that a person loses their opportunities. And that's the whole story over here until that. So it starts with Vayelech Ishmi Beis Lachem Yudah and ends with Boyaz, who was Boycher. He's Moyle, the Mashiach. And I think that's a Gevaldik HaSoyrus that took out from this at least, that on the Chizik and Emunah, and also the Chizik for each one of us to use the opportunities and be Boycher so that we can take that, use the opportunities of Taivis. Shabbos.